The town of Bridgewater is just west of Woodstock en route to Killington, and there is a stretch of road there just one-third of a mile long. It's likely the most heavily ticketed stretch of road in all of Vermont. But how did it get to be that way? VPR's Emily Corrin reports it may have something to do with a closed-down school.
It's March 6th, 2018, town meeting day in Bridgewater.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay.
100 or so residents vote unanimously to pass the town budget, a budget that spends a third of its annual revenue on speed enforcement, $200,000. Deputies with the county sheriff's department are there 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But for these voters, all that enforcement is basically free. It's budgeted that way. The cost is offset entirely by revenue from speeding tickets and other traffic fines.
When I go to bed at night, there's blue lights, and when I get up in the morning, there are blue lights. I often joke around and I'll say I'm on the mean streets of Bridgewater.
29-year-old Colin Doyle grew up in Bridgewater and recently moved home from New York City. He does a lot of things around town, including run a comedy club and...
Well, I was just elected town constable.
Just now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Doyle lives right on Route 4, and to be clear, he wants people to drive slowly here.
At the same time, I think that it's created a reputation for Bridgewater that we're not a town that people want to stop in, or people want to come to enjoy.
Doyle says getting stopped in town can feel like a setup. Members of Bridgewater's select board disagree, as does longtime resident Bruce Seeley.
The village is small, houses are right on the road. People do not get stopped for doing 30 in a 25. They get stopped for doing 40, 45 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. I don't have a problem with that.
Most tickets in 2017 were issued on a stretch of Route 4 that is only a third of a mile long. This may be the most lucrative stretch of road for any town in the state in terms of ticket revenue. It's set at 25 miles per hour, an unusually low speed limit on a state road. How did it get to be so slow? Vermont traffic operations engineer Amy Gamble.
Well, back in the early 70s, a school speed limit was set for the village of Bridgewater, and it was set at 25.
A quick primer here on school speed zones. These are extra slow speed limits that go into effect when children are present or lights are flashing. Gamble works for the Agency of Transportation. She notes that in the 1980s, the state's three-person transportation committee made a decision with consequences here in Bridgewater. Agency records show the committee converted the extra slow school zones to permanent speed limits in villages and cities.
So the consequence of that is when the school was removed, the speed limit was not also removed because it was no longer a school speed limit.
When Bridgewater's elementary school on Route 4 closed some years ago, the school speed limit stayed. And Bridgewater isn't alone. More than 20 schools have closed across Vermont since the change. So why not raise the speed limits again when schools close? Gamble treads lightly here.
So the idea of raising the speed limit in front of people's houses would present a challenge from a local political perspective.
In other words, it almost never happens. In the meantime, there is a new constable in town, and Colin Doyle has an idea.
One of the things that I've been interested in, and now as town constable, might be able to help effectively implement is signs saying, this is your speed, you're over speed, please slow down.
Or, as Amy Gamble would call it, a radar speed feedback sign. She says these run about $5,000 and are effective with all but the most brazen of speeders. It would probably reduce the town's revenue from traffic tickets. But Colin Doyle believes it would also be good for business here in Bridgewater. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
And if you're curious about how much your town is ticketing drivers, you can check it out at vpr.net.